welcome to the Fellowship Broadcast, the radio voice of the Fellowship Tract League. We have been printing gospel tracts since 1978. The prayers and support of God's people have enabled us to print and ship more than 5 billion gospel tracts to 200 countries and territories. Tracts are printed in 90 languages, including English and Spanish, and are offered free to anyone who requests them. The Fellowship Broadcast and the Fellowship Tract League are local church ministries of Fellowship Baptist Church in Lebanon, Ohio. Our pastor is William Burroughs. He's heard every Wednesday on this program.
Welcome into the Fellowship Broadcast today, and thank you so much for including the Fellowship Broadcast as a part of your day. Lord willing, Brother Bruce DeLange will be along with us in just a few moments, thinking about these thoughts, God's glorious gifts of grace. And as he said that, and as I was thinking about what he was going to be speaking about today, I thought about this truth as we celebrate the Lord's death, burial, and the resurrection this week. When he was on the cross, he said, "It is finished. The gift is supplied. The gift is available." And we'll be thinking about that on the broadcast in just a few moments. But first, here's a letter from a life that has been changed by the power of a gospel tract.
"Thank you so much for doing what you do. I obtained this gospel tract while here in Mexico. I am in a rehab center, and there are about 100 people that need the seed planted in their heart. And these tracts could be very useful to the unbelievers. Please send me some to spread the seed with whatever you can send to me. I can pass them out while I'm here. Thank you so much. God bless you." From Bayel.
I have got 4 messages here. One of them just says, "I trust Jesus." And the other one says, "This changed my life." And they send us a photocopy of the tracts that they read. I have 4 of them in front of me here. And just a little note to tell us that because they read a gospel tract, they just quick take a photocopy of the tract that they read and then tell us that this changed my life. That was one of them said too, "This changed my life." And one of them said, "I am saved because of this." So we're grateful that even if people don't write a whole lot, we're grateful for even those that will write a little bit and tell us that a gospel tract has changed their life.
You're listening to the Fellowship Broadcast, heard daily at this time. All tracts are sent free as the Lord provides. To request an English or Spanish sample packet or to make a tax-deductible donation, contact the Fellowship Tract League at 513-494-1075 or on the web at fellowshiptractleague.org or write to us at P.O. Box 164, Lebanon, Ohio 45036. Thank you for giving to help us reach those who have never heard the gospel.
I want to start today back in John chapter number 1, and we gave you some of the things from John chapter number 1 on Monday, but this is Thursday, and maybe some of you didn't hear it, so we're just going to give it to you again. From the Gospel of John, "In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God." So who's being talked about here? Well, I have got written in my Bible all the way down, just about in every verse, a little mark, a little mark, a little mark, and it was talking about Jesus. And so after every one of these little marks, that's Jesus, that's Jesus. "All things were made by him," that's Jesus. "And without him," that's Jesus, "was not anything that was made. In him," that's Jesus, "was life, and the life was the light of men. And the light shineth in darkness," that's Jesus, "and the darkness comprehended it not. There was a man sent from God whose name was John. The same came for a witness, to bear witness of the light, that all men through him," that's Jesus, "might believe. He was not that light, but was sent to bear witness of that light. That was the true light, which lighteth every man that cometh into the world. He was in the world, and the world was made by him, and the world knew him not." That's the Lord Jesus. "He came unto his own, and his own received him not. But as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name," that's Jesus, "which were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. And the Word Are you listening? And the Word was made flesh. That's Jesus. And dwelt among us. You say, how can that be? Well, he was in eternity past, and God sent Jesus to die for us. And we beheld his glory, the glory as of the only begotten Son, full of the grace and truth. John bare witness of him and cried, saying, this was he of whom I spake. He that cometh after me is preferred before me, for he was before me. Boy, it caused people to wonder and scratch their head there. How could Jesus came after him, but yet he was before him? And of his fullness have all we received, grace for grace. For the law was given by Moses, but grace and truth came by Jesus Christ. Oh, what a blessing to know that Jesus left the splendors of heaven, knowing his destiny, and he came as a man so he could die for all of mankind, but yet he was deity, God in the flesh. So I want to give you three things concerning salvation today, and that Jesus is deity. He is God, and three great gifts coming from God in heaven, and it's found in Ephesians chapter 2, verse 8 and 9. For by grace are you saved. So I'm going to talk about that moment. I want to talk about that in a moment. Listen carefully. Grace is unmerited favor, undeserved favor of God, and that's the grace that God sent down in Jesus dying on the cross for our sins. For by grace are you saved through faith. And that not of yourselves, it is a gift of God. So many times the emphasis is on the grace, and praise the Lord, it should be. But God also gives us the faith to believe the word of God. For by grace are you saved through faith. And that, I believe that there refers to the grace and the faith. And that not of yourselves, it is a gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. So thank God for the three great gifts concerning salvation. And the first two we just gave you, grace and faith. And then if you have a Bible, you can look at 2 Timothy 2 and verse 25 and see that God grants repentance. What is that? Well, when you get saved, you're willing to turn from sin. I have a gospel tract that the Lord let me put together over 30 years ago. And in that tract, it says, as faith and repentance, both necessary for salvation. Well, it's just happening after you believe that Jesus died for you, after you believe that God sent Jesus to die on a cross for you, that you would realize you're a sinner and realize that Jesus died for you. And when you pray, usually the prayer is, God, forgive me for my sin. Lord, I don't want to live this way anymore. And that's the prayer that I prayed on July the 9th, 1967, and didn't even understand what repentance was, a willingness to turn from sin. And that's what I did on July the 9th, 1967. I said, Lord, I'm not going to smoke anymore. I'm not going to drink anymore. And I'm not going to run to the bars with any of them old friends anymore. And by the grace of God, I've not done that. And I've said before on the broadcast even that I'm not saved because of stopping that. I'm saved because of what Jesus has done, and I'm going to heaven because of what Jesus has done, and I'm so thankful for that today. I get choked up when I think about it, that I fail, and we're all sinners. Everyone listening today is a sinner. You deserve hell. I deserve hell, but Jesus paid my sin debt and yours. If we'll turn to him and with genuine repentance and say, Lord, I'm a sinner, save me today, a genuine prayer of repentance like that would mean that you are born again, and I'll see you in heaven someday. So grateful to be able to talk about the gospel and the three things. Are you listening? The three great things, the three great gifts concerning salvation: grace, faith, and repentance. Well, for the Fellowship Tract League, Bruce DeLange thanks you again today for listening. You have been listening to the Fellowship broadcast. Be sure to tune in again and invite someone to listen with you. This is Bruce DeLange signing off with this thought. I'm on my way to heaven and enjoying the journey. Are you?